This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A newborn was dropped off at a Racine fire station last week. The infant was safely surrendered in what's called a safe haven baby box. Firefighters found the healthy baby last Wednesday, and reports are that the little one is okay. The child is now in protective care. The boxes are meant to help parents in a tough spot. State lawmakers are upset that State Superintendent Jill Underly skipped a hearing on teacher misconduct without notice yesterday. Instead, her deputy faced tough questions. Kenosha's police chief was at the hearing and urged clearer laws to define grooming and to protect students. Former aide in Milwaukee Public Schools Yesenia Ruano is suing the federal government, saying she was forced to self-deport to El Salvador. She's part of a lawsuit claiming ICE wrongfully deports crime victims with pending visa cases. With a federal shutdown continuing, Racine County is preparing for when food share benefits stop on November 1st. Officials are working with local groups to help families stretch resources and to keep food on tables. There's more about the effort on the Racine County website. The measles outbreak up north is officially over. There's been a month with no new cases in Oconto County. Health officials say all 36 infections were in unvaccinated people, two of whom were hospitalized. And a new Wisconsin program called Snow Angels is connecting neighbors to help each other shovel snow. Volunteers can spot who needs help through free yard signs provided by Do Good Wisconsin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.